You're listening to SBS News. Melbourne's lockdown could end as scheduled late on Thursday night, with Acting Premier Jane Spolino saying the state is on track for an easing of restrictions.
Thanks to the outstanding work of our contact tracing team, we remain on track to deliver a further easing of restrictions in regional Victoria and easing of restrictions in Melbourne.
Victoria recorded two new COVID-19 cases, and both are linked to existing outbreaks. One is a child linked to an outbreak in West Melbourne, while the other is a close contact of a case at Arcare Maidstone. Genomic sequencing has found a match between the highly infectious Delta variant that's been circulating in Melbourne and a man who entered quarantine on the 8th of May after arriving on a flight from Sri Lanka. He tested positive that same day and started his quarantine at the Novotel Ibis. He was moved to the Holiday Inn Health Hotel because of his positive test result and was released from quarantine on the 23rd of May. Genomic testing has confirmed a link between that man and a family from West Melbourne, but the exact mode of transmission is still unknown. Acting Emergency Services Minister Danny Pearson says 24 people who were on the same flight from Sri Lanka tested negative to COVID-19, and no other person quarantining at the same hotel as the man tested positive for the Delta variant.
While we are continuing to review CCTV and incident logs again, I can also confirm that so far there is no reported or obvious breach of infection prevention control protocols or anything else that would indicate a transmission has happened inside the hotel.
Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer Ellen Sheng says even though the mode of transmission between the man and the community is unclear, establishing the genomic link is important.
This also does mean that we have a start time for the outbreak. So we now know that it couldn't have been in Victoria before the 8th of May. And that is significant because it means that there's unlikely to be very widespread transmission for a long period of time before this outbreak was detected.
In other developments, Western Australians aged 30 to 49 will be eligible to receive the Pfizer vaccine this week. State-run clinics, including the Claremont Showgrounds, will offer Pfizer vaccinations 7 days a week. The rollout is also expected to include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 16 and over. Premier Mark McGowan says capacity at state-run clinics will vary from 700 to 2,000 appointments per day.
The expanded rollout will mean state-run clinics will be extra busy. But I ask people to be patient while we ramp up our clinics. State-run clinics are just one way of getting the vaccine. So I call on the Commonwealth to deliver more vaccines to our local GPs and move quickly to allow pharmacies to join the rollout effort. This is something I will continue to push through National Cabinet.
And South Australia has extended its vaccine program to everyone aged between 40 and 49 years and approved Pfizer vaccine access for disability workers. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.